I was probably in my 20s before I really understood the word lesbian. I would call myself a lesbian, but, you know, now we're in 2015. We use gay much more easily. Yeah, I definitely knew that I wasn't attracted to boys through teenage years. I definitely knew that I loved, in a way, girls. And I didn't know when I was a child or a young woman that that wasn't okay. And I lived in a pretty much dysfunctional family. So in many ways, that gave me more license to, you know, I didn't have any parameters. I wasn't being told rules or told stuff. I wasn't getting cared for, if you like, enough for people to be saying, oh, you know, you'll grow up and marry a nice boy one day. So I didn't have those.
Almost like stereotypes.
Yeah, stereotypes, exactly. So in a way, that was probably quite good for me.
So when you're in your 20s, you were living here in Somerset.
Yeah.
So when you you realise you're a lesbian, mm-hmm. what do you do? Does something dramatic happen? Do you, you know, what happens? Yeah, exactly.
Lights come on.
Yeah. What happens? How do you lead your life when you realise that not everyone is the same as you?
Well, I think it was earlier than my 20s. I left home when I was 16 and I went and worked in a kennels, also in a very rural area. And I worked in the local pub. I really sort of not fell in love, but I kind of was very, very attracted to another young woman that I worked with, and she was similar age to me. So we did all the kind of teenagey mucking about, oh, come over to my house, and I went over to her house. But I knew I wanted to be close to her, and that I knew was perhaps as most girls wanted to be with boys. So that for me was the kind of moment when I understood, oh, this is a little bit different. And when I knew it wasn't okay was when one of her parents, I think it was a mother or an auntie or something, said, you know, you're coming over rather a lot and what's going on, and kind of questioning a little bit, really.
So did you experience discrimination as you were growing up in Somerset in your 20s, Jackie?
Yeah, I lived in this very rural hamlet, just a few houses, and the village was like a couple of miles away. And I experienced discrimination a lot. First of all, local men, married, single, whatever, would, you know, kind of be trying to hit on me, wanting to see if I was available. And I was consistently not available. I wasn't in a relationship. I never lived with another woman during that period, but I knew that I was a lesbian. Mm. So they would, you know, consistently try to basically get me into bed. And when I didn't, would actually accuse me of being a lesbian.
And did you ever say to them, well, yes, I am?
Yeah, no, I didn't during that period, because in many ways it was so isolating. I had dog feces put in my house. I had dead animals, head of rabbits, this kind of thing.
Once people knew that you were a lesbian?
It kind of wasn't even that people knew. I hadn't declared it. This was an assumption. This was about being somebody different in the community. You know, I wasn't going around with a lovely burly farmer. And of which, of course, there were many, but I wasn't interested in them. And I wasn't kind of socialising in the way that the rest of the heterosexual world within that community was doing. And part of that was to protect myself, because if I did try to go to the local pub or events or something, then, of course, it would be, you know, deemed quite unusual and quite different.
Do you think it's because of the rural setting? If that had been in a city, it wouldn't have been like that.
Possibly. I suppose I wasn't particularly interested in socialising in a big way anyway. I don't drink alcohol, so, and I didn't really know any other. I didn't have that many friends initially when I first moved there. So it was quite difficult to, yeah, I guess that's a bit difficult to determine whether it would have been. It probably would have been easier in the city, because there would have been different events to have gone to, as opposed to in a village. You've got the village pub, and that's the Skittle Alley, and that's it, you know.
You've come back to live in Somerset after being away. If you were living your time over again now, if you were in your 20s now here in Somerset, yeah. Do you think as a lesbian you would be treated differently?
Yeah, I do, definitely. I definitely do. I think that a higher proportion of the people living in the community would be much more supportive, accepting, because they would have other family members, they would know people, they've had access to years of television, I don't know, Emmerdale, Coronation Street, wherever. I'm sure there are, you know, gay people presented in shows.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that we've got social media now, you know, we're talking about over 20 years now of social media, where young people can, you know, hopefully access things. You can just Google and say,
Yeah, ask any question you like.
Exactly.